It wasn't your typical homecoming. Author and criminal psychiatric specialist Ann Speckard hadn't been back to Wausau West High School since she graduated in 1976.
It was wonderful coming back. It was lovely to see the students. The students looked on top of their game.
The students had to be on top of their game. Speckard told them her most bizarre case was serving on the defense team for Lorena Bobbitt.
They're young enough that they didn't know who that was, so I had to tell them what the case was. Her crime was that she cut off her husband's penis, and they gasped and got quite flustered.
They asked her about her most recent book, Warrior Princess.
It's the story of a U.S. Navy SEAL who I met as a man. He pulled his phone out of his back pocket and showed me pictures of himself as a woman.
They asked about her book, Talking to Terrorists.
They asked me what it was like to sleep in a terrorist home, and I told them, surprisingly, it was quite normal, that the terrorists fed us and seemed to love their children and were quite nice people.
And Speckard told them about serving on the defense team of a Milwaukee woman portrayed in her book, Fetal Abduction.
A woman cut a baby out of another pregnant woman and tried to pass it off as her own child.
How did the students at Wausau West react to that and to Ann Speckard's other stories?
I think they were horrified. And they asked me, you know, do you get nightmares from the kind of work you do and how do you sleep at night? And I told them if I feel that I'm part of the solution, I can sleep.
Ann Speckard returned home to raise money for the Wausau School Foundation. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.